Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. Republican candidate for Governor Scott Jensen says there are things we can do at the state level to address affordability and lower costs for Minnesotans. He says people want more money in their pockets.
If we reduce spending, reduce taxes, reduce government, and then reduce some of the regulations and the licensing and permitting fees, now we're in a place where we're going to have an impact on the cost of living.
Jensen says neighboring Wisconsin has lower taxes than Minnesota, and it's dramatically less expensive to build a home there. Uncertainty in agriculture is making it even more difficult for new and beginning farmers. Minnesota Soybean Growers Association Treasurer Rose Caro says access to land remains highly competitive.
If you are able to find a homestead that you can start some kind of livestock operation, doing direct sales or just for your family, you'll get familiar with cattle or small ruminants. You'll get familiar with using equipment and start building your net worth and your equity.
Caro says Minnesota Soybean is offering an emerging farmer workshop in January. The Twins and the St. Paul Saints will both play games next season in Iowa. The games will be the same week in August at the famous Field of Dreams setting in Dyersville, Iowa. The Twins will meet the Philadelphia Phillies on Thursday, August 13th, before the two teams travel to Minneapolis to finish the series at Target Field. The Saints will play the Iowa Cubs on Tuesday, August 11th. This is the third year MLB will play games on the famous movie baseball field in the middle of the Iowa cornfields. Have no idea what gift to give someone for the upcoming holidays? The 2025 Minnesota-grown gift guide is here to help. Marketing manager Rachel Wandre says the guide features six sections in total.
There's a section of decor and home goods. And then there's kind of a catch-all that we call the gift of growth, which, you know, it maybe makes sense once you look at it. So it has some things that literally grow, and then there's some things that help us grow as people.
Wandre says not only will using the guide give you great gift ideas, but purchases from local farmers will also help local economies. In other headlines, Minnesota health officials report the state has one of the lowest measles vaccination rates for kindergartners in the country. According to the Department of Health, coverage dropped sharply from just over 92% before the pandemic to 86.5%, well below the national average. The decline has been most pronounced in private and charter schools. One person is displaced, and damage is estimated at $15,000 after an RV fire in Duluth this morning. Duluth firefighters responded around 5 o'clock to the fire in an alley. Crews found the vehicle fully engulfed with flames damaging nearby power lines and a structure. The American Red Cross is assisting. Professional women's volleyball is coming to Minnesota for the first time in January 2027. League One volleyball president Rosie Spalding says choosing Minnesota as its next team was an easy choice.
Minnesota has one of the highest youth participation rates in the country, and we see sellout matches at the high school level and the collegiate level and a lot of amazing youth clubs.
Spalding says they'll start recruiting players and coaches in the next few months. More news headlines can be found at MinnesotaNewsNetwork.com. I'm Sean Maloney, MNN.